You are now listening to the Fikemi Adeleju podcast, the home of quality content. Stay tuned. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Fikemi Adeleju podcast. I am so excited to be on this episode today. This episode is a solo episode, so it's just me. But I'm really excited because it's been a minute I've felt this way. And I know why. I feel this way. I'm so excited. I feel pumped. I feel energetic. I feel rested. I'm just in a good mood, basically. And I'm so excited about that. So it's been a while because I don't know if you've noticed, I've been doing lots of collaborations lately. And I spoke about this in an impromptu live session I had on Instagram on my podcast page. So if you do not follow my podcast page, that's FA Podcast, please follow because sometimes the spirit just moves me. So I just basically had a conversation with some of the Fab Fam members that were online at the time. And I just basically shared the season I was in and the season I'm basically going through. And I'm just going to get into that a bit and also share a couple of things I learned from a series I watched recently, which I think everybody should go watch. So yeah, let's get into it properly. If you don't know, if you're listening to me for the first time, my name is Fikemi Adeleju. I'm the host of this beautiful podcast, and I'm super excited to have you on here with me today, like have you as a guest. I'm so excited to have you as a listener on here today. I told myself I wasn't going to edit anything in this episode, so by God's grace, it goes good. So I realized that most of the episodes I was recording, you know, anytime I tried to record an episode by myself, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't giving, in quotes. So it basically, what do I mean by this? It basically wasn't give, like, the standard, you know, I usually have with my episodes. It wasn't as great. It wasn't as nice. I didn't see it as impactful. I just had an issue with it. And at first, I was like, oh, maybe I'm overthinking the content. But then I decided to give myself some time and then listen to the episode again. And I realized that it actually wasn't giving substance. And it started to worry me because for the most part of my life since I started speaking, which was like from year 11, when I go to Juilliard, year 11. So that's like 2015. Yeah, because I turned 16 in that school. So 2015, let's say 2015. So since then, I have been able and I have been taught how to speak, right? Like, I could have a whole topic and share a lot on it on the spot. It was something I actually learned in secondary school. Thank God for good schools. I learned how to speak. I learned how to curate my thoughts. I learned how to just do all that because I was also in the leadership position. I had to represent the school, give speeches and all of that. So I actually went through a training as a school president with my diction, pronunciation, everything was drilled, right? So that was, they didn't just drop me, you know. And even some of my classmates from my previous secondary schools can testify that I wasn't always like this. So they literally drilled and shaped me to who I am today, to the glory of God. And then since I dedicated my life to Christ, God has just taken over, you know, and he's been perfecting all that was started. So back to what I was saying. So I've always known how to like hold a conversation, you know, speak about things. And with this podcast, right, since I noticed how impactful the episode started to get and how it was blessing a lot of people, I know this from the reviews, right? So I would get reviews that are very deep. People sharing, people crying, you know, and me recording, right? I know, like, before I recorded the episode, I said, God, speak through me. But, like, I didn't expect or envisage the, you know, the feedback, right? So that's why I dedicated the podcast to God. I was like, almost, this is beyond me. You know, take absolute control because this is a lot. This is a lot. So I need your help. So I've always had the, like, everything I've said, everything I've shared, everything I've done, you know, God has just been really faithful. And the difference between then and now, you know, with the struggle I was having is I felt empty. You know, I felt like I wasn't giving value, giving substance. I felt like I was, it just felt weird. And I haven't experienced this before. In all the almost 6 years of podcasting, I've always, you know, had something to say. But in the past couple of months, I've not really had much to say, except particular times where I'm inspired or I'm recording with a guest, right? And that's basically an explanation for why my frequency reduced to like once a month, sometimes two. I was on Apple Podcast and I was just like checking updates and just seeing what's new on there. And I was checking my profile and I saw they changed the frequency of the episodes from weekly to monthly. And I laughed because, wow, for them to change the, you know, analytics to a monthly podcast, that's very interesting. From a podcast that's meant to have an episode out every week. So I wasn't putting out episodes every week because I didn't have anything to say, right? There's so many things to talk about, obviously, but like I said earlier, this podcast is, I'm a co-owner. The real owner has to tell me what to say. And I realized that my quality time with God, I know I've spoken about how it had been affected in the past and I'm just like getting back at it. I'm doing way better, but previously it was pretty much affected, not because I wasn't talking to God or anything, but quality time with God is different from just praying and having a conversation, you know. And for me, it's always been deeper, right? So I realized that that wasn't happening as much, and I'll say it's because I was distracted with work, life, and everything. So I wasn't really prioritizing quality time with God. I was prioritizing prayer. I was prioritizing listening to sermons. But there's a certain way my relationship with God used to be that is so different from, like, it used to be when I was giving out episodes back to back and now, right? So I had to do a proper reflection and I talked to God about it and he was like, you can't give what is not in you. That's where the feeling of emptiness came in. Wow, I'm so vulnerable in here. That's where the feeling of emptiness came in. I felt like I didn't have what to say because I wasn't being filled. And this was, I think in February, that's when I came to realization, or recently, I can't remember exactly. So when I started prioritizing, like spending proper time listening to sermons, listening to music, listening, because I told God, I was like, I want to spend time with you, yeah. I really want to have good quality time with you. But it's just really difficult. It's like there's so much happening. There's work, there's life. And I'm not trying to replace you with that. But like, you know, you've blessed the works of my hand. And I'm not ungrateful. And I don't want to seem like, oh, you know, because you blessed me, I do not have time for you. We just have to find a way around it. So I came up with a strategy that has been working for me, and I'm just really grateful to God about that because it feels so different. I hate that feeling of emptiness. I never want to experience it again in my life. And it wasn't like just a like emptiness in terms of life in general. It was more of with content, like saying, speaking, you know. And in this season of my life, I've had a lot of younger girls. I said younger because I'm still a young girl. A lot of younger girls reach out to me to speak about certain things they're dealing with. I remember when this started happening, I was like, God, I beg. Like, what do I know? You know, where have I gotten to that? I'm now like giving advice on certain things and talking about certain things. And it just always keeps me on my toes because I want to always know what to say. I want the Holy Spirit to guide me. So my relationship with God has to be good, right? Because now it's not more just about me. There's someone else that sees me as a good, should I say, as someone they can count on and just like ask for guidance. So I need the Holy Spirit to always be with me, right? So that's part of the things that just kept getting better and I'm grateful to God for. But what really triggered this episode was I was having a conversation with someone, another podcaster, and she basically shared exactly what I was going through as something she was going through. So, sorry, exactly what I went through as something she was going through. And I've noticed something interesting about my life. Whenever I experience something, whenever I go through a particular phase or have a particular experience, in, let's say, about a month or 2 weeks, someone reaches out to me asking for guidance on that experience. They have no idea I've gone through that experience. We don't even talk normally. It's just a thing of, oh, Fikemi is on Instagram. They are on Instagram. That's it. We have no relationship prior. For some, and for others, we probably have a relationship prior, but they have no idea I dealt with anything like that. And they reach out to me for guidance. And I remember the first few times it happened, I think the first two or three times, I went to God and I was like, oh, because when I went through an experience, right, and I prayed to God about it, and I was asking him why, you know, I have to go through this, you know, when I go through certain things, and I ask God, like, why me? You know, why do I have to go through this? And he told me one time that because someone is going to need this experience you're having. And I was like, okay. Okay, even though they need to need it, like, bro, come on. So I always felt like I was, in quotes, maybe like a lab rat. Like, oh, I have to experience this to be able to, you know, when they use like first children as experiment kids, so they are the ones that will take them to certain schools, so they know, oh, we can't do this with this second child because the first child has experienced this, you know, that kind of thing. So it wasn't until like when I grew in faith that I really got excited about these experiences. So when I experience something really interesting, I literally document and make mental notes on how I navigate them, because I just know someone is going to reach out for guidance. And the same thing happened, and this podcaster reached out and she basically explained something similar to what I went through, and I was so happy that I went through that, because I wasn't just giving her advice from like general knowledge or just general experience from podcasting. I was giving her like real time, I've been here, like I've been where you are, so I know what to say, I know what exactly you should do. And it made me really happy. So it just really helped me relax a bit, you know. And I feel like I've also been doing a lot of pressuring and overthinking. Like, when I tell you I have been, I've been overthinking so much. And it's because, like, I don't like to be caught on off guard, right? And that's basically adult life. Things just happen, right? But because I've had the Holy Spirit guiding me, I'm not, like, thrown off as much as I used to be. Before, something just happened and I'm like, you know, I'll start panting and having anxiety, but now I'm just so comfortable and grounded in my understanding of God and his plans for me. So I don't have fears anymore. I don't deal with anxiety per se, but it's just more of understanding, and it's come with a lot of peace, right? There are times where I have like my random rants, but then after that, I just get clarity and understand the season I'm in, and I just, you know, move and let God guide me. So yeah, that's basically what happened. That's basically why I've been putting out episodes once a month, sometimes twice a month, sometimes no month at all. But I trust that things will get better, and I'm not even in a rush to go back to posting every week. When I decided to start posting every week, that was in 2021. I think that was when which internship I was doing then. I think it was my SciWest. Yeah, that's 6 months internship. So I decided to start posting every Thursday. My life then and my life now are completely different. And it's been 3 years of, you know, trying to be consistent. So for like the first year, I was posting every single week, back to back. That's the most consistent I have been, you know, and it also influenced my life. You know, I was also consistent with the gym. Like, my consistency journey in that season was just top notch. So why am I saying all of this? There are, like, as a creative, right, I now understand that it's possible for you to feel some certain form of emptiness, because I've experienced it and someone else has experienced it as well. I thought it was just a me thing before, but now that someone has shared that they're also dealing with that as well, and I've had other people that creative share as well, it happens, right? And it's not something I believe we should dwell in. When you realize something like this, especially if you're a believer, you know, go back to your source. It is very, very important. If you're not a believer and your source isn't God, then go back to whatever your source is and get refilled, basically. Because that is not you panicking or you feeling sad or whatever is not going to take away the empty feeling. It's just going to make it worse. So go back to God. As a believer, go back to God. Go back to your source. Ask him this new season for your content, for your, if it's a podcast, YouTube channel, blog, whatever it is, this new season, what would he have you do? What would he have you talk about? Does he want you to take a break? Does he want you to continue? What exactly does he want you to do? So take some time and have a proper, like, have proper quality time with God and realign your focus. Remember the whys, and it'll just, you know, help to calm your mind. So take a break. Nobody's going to beat you if you take a break. I'm sure we'll all prefer to get good quality content from our faves instead of just getting mediocre content because they're trying to mark the calendar or just try to, like, take that, okay, they showed up this week, right? So good quality content is always very important. So take our time to have deep reflections and fill yourself up. Also, when you're back and you feel like you can, you have the motivation and, you know, the wisdom to navigate content creation again, and you're back with God and everything, don't let it take a while before you fill yourself up again. You should now have a proper routine, a daily routine of filling yourself up. Don't let the world distract you. And I'm not even talking about worldly things. I'm just talking about work, family, cooking, going to the gym, those simple things. They can distract you. So this is not in terms of, like, bad distraction, like, what's the Yoruba word phrase? I can't remember. But basically, it's not like a bad distraction. It's just normal life things that come up. And you just be like, well, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. So never despise your quality time with God. It's very important. And if you cannot spend a lot of time with God every day, dedicate at least once a week, where even if you have to sacrifice sleeping in the middle of the night or waking up in the middle of the night to have your quality time with God, you can sacrifice at least a day to do that, you know. I'm just sharing with you things that I'm putting into practice. It's not the easiest thing, but it is very much possible if you set your mind to it and you actually prioritize God in your life. It's something you'll find a way to figure out. So that's something I started implementing, and it's been really good. It's been really good. And I just chose to speak about this because there might be a lot more people, you know, in this season, or just dealing with this, and they might not know what to do. They might be panicking, might feel like, oh, maybe it's time to wrap up. Because I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if it was last year or this year, but there have been moments where I'm like, boy, yeah, this podcast was just meant to be for 5 years, and now I'm just meant to wrap it up, you know, and start something new, maybe a blog, a YouTube channel. And then I sleep on the idea and I wake up and I'm like, can't be even thinking, you know. So, but if you're led to, you know, wrap this up and do something else, fine. But I've not gotten any of such leading. If I do, you'll be first to know. And it's not even something I'll be sad about, because if I'm led to wrap this up, then there's something bigger coming. But there's no leading like that, so let's just focus, okay? Yeah, so I'm really excited. To, like, it feels so good because it's been a while I've been able to just share valuable stuff, like, to the public. It might not look that way, but I know what I'm saying. I'm the creative. I know what I'm going through. So it's really a beautiful feeling, and I've missed this so much. Yeah, so another thing is, I was watching this series, It's called The Testament on Netflix. It's about the story of Moses. And let me just tell you guys that Zipporah is her. Like, if anybody is her, Zipporah. Like, that woman, she is blessed. If you watch the series, right, and if you've read the Bible, I've heard of Zipporah, but the gravity at which I heard about her wasn't the gravity at which I should have heard about her. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, the energy, the way they spoke about her, it's not like there was anything demeaning, you know, in, like, children's church and everything. But it wasn't just giving the right amount of priority. Like, Zipporah was her. And I'm a visual person. I'm a huge visual learner. I'm a movie person. Movies over books for me any day, anytime. But I'm trying to read more. And I finished a book already, you guys. I'm so proud of myself. Well, yeah, we'll talk about that some other time. So I was watching it and just being able to visualize the story, like what was written in the Bible, right? The experience, Moses' experience, right? And just seeing how Zipporah played a major, major role, in my opinion, in him achieving and accomplishing everything God wanted him to do. Because there were times where he had doubts. There were times where he was discouraged. There were times where he was like, maybe, you know, I'm not strong enough. I'm not hearing from God correctly. Like, maybe, you know, he was just like, as Zipporah kept reminding him, you are who you are. I'm not quoting her, right? I'm just like saying, from my understanding, like, she was just reminding him that you are him. It's basically like a relationship. Let's say you're married to someone and he comes and he has a work presentation and he's like, oh, they called me to do this at work, but I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I can, you know, achieve this. I don't think I can explain. And she comes and is like, what do you mean? You were promoted for this. You were made for this. You were born for this. And I was like, God, I was like, what? You know, it just made me smile a lot. And the way she held it down, the way she encouraged him every time, even when it wasn't the easiest thing, the way she stood up for him, even before they started, courting, or before they got married, when her father wanted to, like, you know, send him back and everything, and she stood by and was like, no, let's keep and have a job here. Like, she was looking out for him from the beginning, right? And you could see for the rest of their relationship together, she stood firmly beside him. Even when it wasn't easy, even when it was tough, even when things were... And he also had anger issues. So through everything, she stood by him. There was another movie I watched, A Taste of Sin. I don't want to spoil it for you guys. But there was a part where a pastor's wife, her name was Ruth. I think that's Jackie Appiah. I think that's her name. She played a role as a pastor's wife, and she went through something that, to be honest, is justified if she said she wanted to leave the marriage or whatever. But she stood with him. Like, her role in that movie, I was just like, this is the definition of for better, for worse, like through thick and thin. Because the experience was not fun. You know, it was something that you tag as disrespectful. It was terrible. But she stood with her man. She stood with her man. When he was... I don't want to spoil it for you guys. But sorry, I'm about to spoil it. So if you don't listen, just... In fact, don't skip. Just listen. I'm just trying to spoil it. But she stood with him. When he was going through the toughest times, she stood in prayer. She went to men of God on his behalf. Mind you, this is somebody that they did death to you. But that was her husband. Like, these two movies, right, and the roles of Zipporah for the Testament series and Ruth for A Taste of Sin just changed my perspective. Not changed, but, like, improved the knowledge I had on marriage. Like, just being able to visualize. Like I said, I'm a visual learner. So these are things I've read in books, I've, like, heard people talk about. But just watching the effect of having a strong support system, the effect it has on you achieving your dreams, on you becoming who you are meant to be, it plays a huge role. And it's helped me also rethink, you know, my decisions and my perspectives. And also, as a future wife, by the grace of God, is help me understand that there's a lot of work to do and you play a major role in the success of your partner. Like, you're not just there for the aesthetics or cute vibes or just to have kids. You are there to help him as a helpmeet, right? He's going to have dreams. He's going to fulfill purpose. You are not to be the one against that. You're not to be the one to oppose that. You're meant to support him, encourage him, guide him. There were times when Moses wanted to make some decisions and he might have made the wrong decision. As he poured out, just hint, oh, why don't we? That's the kind of role we're meant to play. And those movies really put a lot of things into perspective for me. And it made me really excited. To be honest, like... It's funny, but it kind of made me excited and even more interested in being someone's helpmeet. Like, being able to support someone and just, like, help them achieve their goals and be all what God wants them to be is something I'm very excited about. It's part of the reasons why I really want kids, you know, I want to have a family. Because as a mom, you play a huge role in raising children to be who God wants them to be. So when they are young, you get to instill the right values and everything. You take care of them and then you watch them grow and you can see that through, like, God used you to help them achieve this and be the best version of themselves. So these kind of things make me happy and excited, and I'm just grateful to God for the knowledge I have gained from those movies and the insights I've gotten. And yeah, that's basically what I wanted to share in today's episode. So I really, really encourage you guys to check out those two movies. A Taste of Sin, it's on Netflix. And the second one is The Testaments, The Story of Moses. Basically, they're both on Netflix. So please check them out. There are lots of lessons to learn. And from those movies, I can bring out like a whole series to discuss, but this is him and I episode 2. So maybe in episode 3 we might dissect this. I might have a guest I might dissect this with. But yeah, I'm just really excited and grateful to God for wisdom, for understanding as well. And also, I joined this Bible study group. It's called, I think, We Are Circle. Yeah. And basically we are reading the whole Bible in a year. So it started April 2024. So we're going to finish April 2025. We're currently in Genesis chapter, I think we did 9 to 12 yesterday. So we're entering, I think, 13 to 15 or so. You can still join. So please, if you're interested in joining, please text me or send, or go to We Are Circle on Instagram. I think it's We Are The Circle. I don't know, send me a DM basically, and I'll send you the link to join. But it's almost full, so you have to remove your slippers, dust it, and run. Right? So run into my DMs to get the link. But it's been beautiful. So we basically read, like, I think 4 chapters a day. And then there's a space for us to talk about what we learned and for you to also read people's understandings of the chapters and like their lessons and everything. It's really beautiful. And if you've always wanted to understand the Bible more, you know, this is perfect for you. And if you've read the Bible before, there's no harm in reading the Bible again, right? The more you read the Bible, every single time you read the Bible, there's new insights. So definitely check it out. And yeah, I'm just really excited because this episode was relaxing. It was really relaxing. And I pray that everyone who listens to this, I pray God blesses you. And I pray that whatever it might be that you're walking towards achieving, God makes it easier for you and you have grace and favor, right? You will not labor in vain. And I pray you have a lovely week. See you next week. I might change our upload days from Thursday. I don't know which day yet. I was thinking Sunday or Monday. I'm pretty much unsure. So it might be Friday, Saturday now. I'm not sure yet. But let's see how it goes. But I'm definitely changing it from Thursday because Thursday was easy for me to upload on. I selected Thursday because that was my free day in school. But Thursdays are one of my busiest days in life now. So it's just pretty crazy. So yeah. I'll keep you guys updated. Follow me on Instagram And I might go live with my best friend Precious very soon. I don't know when, but we'll just be answering a couple of questions and just talking about, you know, certain life experiences. I think it's going to be really fun. So follow me on Instagram, Fikemi Adereju. And yeah, so you guys will get updated. So on that note, I'm going to end this episode. Okay? All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you. Bye.